This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. What time is the timeline for how long you have to stay at a dinner party?
Can we not be gracious when we answer all of this question? Can we take a minute and just be real? Not every dinner party is fun. Not everyone is a great cook, and not everyone knows that they're not a great cook, and not everyone knows that they're not entertaining. Bless their hearts, they are wonderful, but you kind of just grin and bear it through an evening at their home. And it is our job as guests, as loving, supportive guests, to grin and bear it, not to criticize, because your host has usually done quite a lot to make this evening for you. You really want to take that minute and think to yourself when you are caught in a dinner party that just isn't fun. Try to do your best to say, hey, my friend went out and bought groceries and put things together and probably cleaned up his or her house and has been thinking about this, might have been a little nervous about this even. What can I do to help make tonight great? Because let's remind ourselves, guests, we can bring a party when we need to. That doesn't mean totally changing what your host has set up for you, but it does mean that you can actively engage in conversation. You can do things to make this more fun, even if other elements are making you want to leave as soon as you are able.
I like the direction you're taking this. Okay, I like that you're acknowledging it doesn't always go so well.
It doesn't.
But that we are all active participants in our own lives and that we have some control. We can make things better with the right mindset, with the right attitude, that it's not about how soon can I escape.
Right.
And obviously this is counter to the situation where the dinner party is awesome.
Right.
Where it's exciting and the music is good and it comes back on after dinner and you just don't want to leave.
Right.
And I think there are a couple of sort of general limits we could think about. We could think about maybe an hour after the plates are cleared. You want to start looking for cues from the host?
Yeah, that's what I would say. And that feels right to me. But I would say that typically you eat dinner, you get coffee and dessert served at the table, or often a host will, you know, invite you into a den or the living room and you'll do coffee and sometimes dessert, sometimes not. Sometimes it's an after dinner drink. Sometimes that's when fun games and things start. You never know. But usually about an hour into that after dinner hour, you're good to say, oh, well, it's probably time that we get heading out, and that sort of thing would be appropriate. I also tend to think that 10 p.m., if you've got a dinner party that started at 7, you've probably had like a little bit of time before dinner, and then you maybe have like an hour and a half at dinner, and you start to push the 10 o'clock and it's like early enough to still get home and have a decent night's sleep.
Definitely keeping an eye on the host and having some awareness of the course of the evening and what's been going on is important here, but the idea that you're not running out the door, that you're not waiting for that last bite of food to be swallowed and that last sip of wine or water to go down your throat before you bang your glass on the table and ask for your coat, I think it is a really important baseline to have. A final thought that I want to conclude this question with is that the really important thing is that you say goodbye on your way out, that you thank the host generously, warmly, graciously, however you're making your exit, whenever you're making your exit, that you treat it as an in-person thank you note. Thank them, mention something specific about the evening, make a connection. If there is a future action, you can indicate it. I can't wait to see you again whenever that might happen, or to do this again, or to reciprocate this invitation, or whatever it is, thank them a second time and really smile and mean it. And they will remember that as much as they remember exactly what the time was when you did take your leave.
We hope that helps and that it gives you some avenues of escape for maybe not the best dinner party, but also some other ways of thinking about when you're at a dinner party that maybe isn't as exciting as others.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.